Greetings, fellow aviator. Carl here. Welcome back to Talk 3 in our series of basic meditation instruction for airline pilots. In today's talk, we'll explore that proliferation of thinking our mind does on autopilot. Just the other day, I was flying from Dallas to Philly. Weather in Philly was fine, so our dispatcher sent us with minimum fuel. Descending into Philly, we're about to get a handoff to approach when we get instructions for holding in an EFC time half an hour later. Seems some idiot has a stuck mic on approach control frequency. My mind immediately kicks into overdrive. Fuel. Holding speed. Fuel. Remember to report entering the hold. Fuel. We need an alternate. What's my bingo fuel? Get an ARTR. 17,000 pounds of fuel remaining. About an hour and a half. Get the weather for the surrounding airports, and so on. This useful and appropriate train of associated thoughts is necessary to make sure we don't all end up in a very expensive glider. At the same time, I also had a less than useful train of thinking going on. Reviewing my past. Those bastards in dispatch. I should have this, then I would have that, and I could have the other thing. And predictions of the future. Wait till I get on the ground. I'll give them a piece of my mind. This second train or proliferation of past and future thinking was very critical and negative, both of myself, what I should have done, and others, what they should have done. None of which was helping me deal with the situation I actually had at the moment. We have a limited amount of working memory available in an emergency. Is it wise to waste half of it on woulda, coulda, shoulda, and I'm so right thinking? When you go to the gym to lift weights, it helps if you don't stop every few seconds to pick up your phone and check the news. We've set an intention to work out, and you follow through with minimal interruption. Yet, when we sit down to meditate, our mind tends to proliferate with less than useful thoughts. We feel we have no choice, as if we're a victim of our thinking mind. If you wanted to improve this capacity to choose which thoughts you engage and which you abandon, you'd need to be able to recognize thoughts for what they are. They're just thoughts. It's just thinking. Untangling awareness so it can observe thinking is what mindfulness meditation can train us to do. We practice over and over, bringing ourselves out of that proliferation of thoughts, concepts, and ideas, and back to the direct experience of what's actually going on. We're developing a new kind of mental muscle in meditation, as well as an awareness that's less entangled with thinking. Between stimulus and the proliferation of thinking, and response, immediate autopilot reactivity, we pause to see our experience directly. The opposite of that pause is reactivity, or fight, flight, freeze response. That sense or feeling that everything we encounter requires an immediate knee-jerk reaction. With the pause, awareness can see that reactivity, and if we can see it, we're no longer entangled with it. One of the most powerful tools for getting untangled from our thinking is to simply label it, softly in our mind, for what it is. Thinking. Thinking is happening. And then, go back to the breath. This is what we'll be working with as we begin today's meditation. Settle into a comfortable, alert posture. set the intention to stay put, to not move during meditation, and resist the urge to scratch that itch. As you practice today, simply understand the tendency of awareness to jump onto trains of thought. At first, we won't realize it because awareness is all tangled up in it. We may ride that train for 10 seconds or 10 minutes. Then we wake up. Look at that. Thinking is happening. You can softly label it in your mind, thinking. Then remember and simply begin again. Back to our direct experience, our anchor of the breath in the body. Gently close your eyes and relax the area around your eyes. Relax your jaw and shoulders. Relax your belly. Become aware of your body. Notice the body's posture. Notice the contact points of the body being supported. Just let the breath happen on its own. Breathing in, be aware. Breathing out, notice. Breathing out. When the mind wanders off into a proliferation of thought, recognize that. Notice. Thinking. When thinking happens, don't judge yourself. Simply begin again. Realize when you're lost. Softly label the experience in your mind, thinking. Then bring awareness back to the breath, in the body, and begin again. As we end this meditation, you can slowly open your eyes. As you do this, notice how you feel. An important concept here is that the moment you can recognize thinking as thinking, you're no longer on autopilot. This can be enough to interrupt reactivity and give us a momentary pause where a choice can be made. And that can mean the difference between choking and taking appropriate action in an emergency or losing your temper and doing something you'll regret. the ability to observe the mind without getting jerked around by it is mindful awareness. And with mindful awareness comes reduced stress, improved on-task performance, and resilience in the face of adversity. That's all for now. Thanks for listening. I hope you find this useful.